Okay, today's shiur, Ben Ishchai, Parshas Truma. Vasita menorah zahav tahor. V'chule. And you make a menorah with zahav tahor, with pure gold. Nearly b'shat d'shmai, says the Ben Ishchai. Menorah remez l'tfilas ha'amida. Menorah is a hint to the tfilah, the amida, the Shmona Esrei. The yadua, sh'tfilah ha'amida, tfilas ha'amida, the Shmona Esrei, the standing prayer. He sod ha-menorah. It's represented in the menorah. Echad mitikune hashchina. One of the tikune hashchina, the hashpas, the influences of the divine presence. And like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that the ner hamaravi was the first lit and it was the last to go out, to show that was a nace, like the nace of Hanukkah, the light lasted longer than the oil, to show the Shechina, the Divine Presence, is Shor of Yisrael. That means the menorah represents the Shechina in Klal Yisrael. Kniska le'el, like we said above in Parshas B'Shalach. Sarit yed zahav tahor. The tefillah has to be zahav, the menorah has to be zahav tahor. Loshen zach. The tefillah has to also be with zahav tahor. Loshen zach. Right?
Where is that?
So below ta'ut means a clear loshen. Mixture to aset menorah. Menorah has to be made with one piece of gold and, like, you know, drawn out. Rotzaloma comes to teach us chibu echad, one connection. Shelo yafsik b'toch hatfilas amida. You're not allowed to be mafsik, to separate by speech or by waiting in the middle of a tefillah. V'afilu b'davash b'kedusha, even something that has kedusha, even for kadosh kadosh kadosh, you can't be mafsik in your tefillah. Then it says hen. Yerecha are the branches that come out from the menorah. Hem tachanunim, those are the supplications. Shomo acha tefillah, you mentioned after the tefillah. Ben yihiratzon, between the yihiratzon harishon, when you say, you know, when you say in the end of Shmona Esrei, you say yihiratzon, then you say elokai, right? And then there's another yihiratzon, so, and that's a place for supplications. Ben yihiratzon harishon, or ben yihiratzon hasheni. Yeah? So it says, hen kana, the branches. Yerecha is the stem down there, the branches going out, sorry. Kol bracha v'bracha nechshevet lekana echad. Each bracha connects to one, to, like, each bracha is its own separate kana, its own branch that comes out from the menorah, right? Ki hi mechuvenet keneged sfira echad. Each bracha is against a certain sphere, a certain expression in God's, like, chesed, gvura. No. Hakol tzrichim liyot chibu echad. All the spheres, all the seven spheres, have to be one chibu. Zeh im zeh. This one with this. Bilti hefsek bein time. Without any hefsek between the spheres, from chesed to malchus, they're all connected. Chibu echad. V'ama od. It says further. Gviyeya kaftoreya fracheya. The gviyim, like the, you know, the gviyim, the, like, cup sort of thing. The kaftoreya, the round things. The round, like, kaftorim, the round things. And fracheya, those prachim that come out of the menorah, right? Mimenayu, they should come from it. It also should be from the same, the zahav, should be brought out from it. V'hain gviyeya, elu tevot habracha shel atfila. Those are the brachas of the tefillah. Ki ha'otiyot shel tevot ha'amida, the letters of the words of the amida, hem sod kelim, they're like the vessels that hold or build with them the world. Asher yitmal'u orot mikoach ha'machshava, which will be filled their lights from the machshava ha'kdusha, from the holy thoughts. Shel Hamid Palel, right? There'll be the letters will be filled from the holy thoughts of the person davening, right? Kenoda, as is known. Ve'ein Adam Rashai Lahosi Bracha beBracha Datzuli. You can't make more than the 18 brachas of Shmona Esrei, or 19. You can't add your own bracha. She'enam inyan tikun atzuli. It's not part. That isn't part of the fixing of tefillah. You can add to a bracha supplication that's me'en the bracha, that's like the bracha, but you can't add a bracha of your own in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Dema shehosifu bizman Rabban Gamliel, that what they added later on in the time of Rabban Gamliel, laminim v'malshinim, right? That bracha, zehaya, so that's a kasha, what he's saying, zehaya mitikun hatfila. That was considered to fix the tefillah. it's brought down that that bracha was a bracha that's connected keta. That was a very, very big takana, because at the time of these laminim and malshinim, the hashpah of the ra that they had needed the special bracha to be against and negate them. Ki bracha zu, this bracha haita connected sfirat haketa. This bracha was against sfirat haketa, and since that aspect of the sphere wasn't yet mentioned, so another bracha connected the sphere could be added. You can't add more brachas than there are the spheres. That's how he answered it. Keta is a sphere that is not always counted. It's not a sphere that's counted, because Keta is outside a person. Like the crown is outside a person, not part of a person. Chacham and Bina is inside a person, right? So Keta is also a chutz. It's chutz leguf, it's outside the goof. So it's never, Keter is not going to be connected in the general. It's there, but it's not going to be connected in the goof of a person. Mm-hmm. Right? The crown, if you see, you don't see part of a person is his crown. It's there, you see today, he's a king. It's there. So Keter is there, but it's not part of the person. But in the time of Ram Gamliel, it was necessary to include that crown into the bracha, because that crown was also being nifgam, was also going to be harmed through these people, through their dibul, the laminim and malshinim, right? Mm. So they needed special brach and tefillah to fix the pagam, the bad they were doing with their dibura, to now make a dibu tov connected that same pagam, that same avera. Okay? Okay. You say now the bracha was connected keta, kanoda. Shelo tiknu anshe knesset gdola, connected bracha. Connect the bracha b'tfila. They weren't metaken connected sfiras haketa in the tefillah. Mitnei she'oto zman lo haya tzarich lo tikun. That time, there wasn't a pgam, there wasn't something problematic with sfiras haketa, so they didn't need to fix it. And only the time of Rum Gamliel with the minim and malshinim, there was pgam in sfiras haketa that they need to fix connected that pgam, kanoda. But nimsa, we see Shugviya, the gviya, the cups, elu otiyot v'tevot shara bracha. These are the letters and the words of the brachas. Tzrichim liyot mimena, has to be made from the menorah. Mikshechad kloma meinyan tikun hatfila, has to be part of the tefila, because we're looking at tefila as the menorah. Has to be mimena, has to be part of the tefila. The word and the letters has to be mitikun hatfila, from the tikun of Anshei Knesset Gedolah. It has to be the words of Anshei Knesset Gedolah. The kaftoreah, the kaftorim, the circles, remez lemachshava shel tefila. It's a hint to the thoughts of the tefila. Ki hamachshava shel adam, the thoughts of a person, hi b'mocha stima. It's in the mocha stima, the hidden moach. Right, the hidden moach, kedimian hakaftor. That's like a kaftor. That's like a circle. This shehu kein tapuach satum, like the apple, the closed apple. Right, like a circle is always closed. V'lachein kaftor, the kaftor of the menorah, the circle of the menorah. Right, remez lemakom hamachshava, is a hint to the place of the machshava, which is a hidden place, a satum place, an encircled place. Place which is hidden. The gam kan sarish tieh machshavto shel adam, the thoughts of a person. The divrei tefillah dafka, it has to be closed. It has to be satum. Only the thoughts of a person has to be the thoughts of his tefillah. The einu rashai, and he's not permitted lachshav betoch tefillah, to think in the tefillah. Afilu machshava shel terror, even a thought of terror, or shel mitzvah, or of a mitzvah. Ela tzarich, it's necessary. Shiyeh mimene, has to be from him. But Solomon comes to see, tell you, mi'inyan hatfila, right? Has to be part of the tefillah. Atma itself, shehu mitpala, right? Has to be completely part of the tefillah. Has to be satum and encircled only in the tefillah. A circle encircles something. It goes, the kaftor, the machshava person has to be encircled, has to be bound only by that tefillah. Even thoughts, pure thoughts for Torah or things shouldn't be the time of tefillah. Ufracheha, and that which blossoms out from the menorah, like the prachim that come out, the flowery thing that comes out, the next thing, right? Zet tosefet varim, those are the additional things that a person davens. Shenatnu chazal reshut, permission, la'adam lehosik betoch hatfilah, to add in his davening. That's the prache, it goes out, it stems out. So you're allowed to stem out from you, to come out from you, tosefet, additional prayers. Ach b'tanaya, only with the condition she yosif dvarim b'chol bracha me'ein habracha. You have to only add those things of the bracha, like the bracha itself. In Rafa'en, you can daven for a person who's ill. In Hashiveinu Avinu Torah, you can daven for a person who needs to do tshuva. Right? Atav chonein l'adam da'ad, you can ask for Torah. And that's what it says. Uzeh ama, and this it says, mimene yiyu, from it will be. It will be from the bracha. I.e. the tosefet of the bracha will be from the bracha itself. V'od ama, and further it says, v'shisha kanim yotzim mitzidecha. There's now six kanim that come out from it. The six branches that come out from it. Shlosha kanim menorah mitzidecha. Three from one side. V'shlosha kanim menorah mitzidecha sheni, come from the other side. Ramaz b'zeh hints to this al pi ma shekatav Rabbeinu Arizal the Sefer Kavanot, in the Sefer Kavanot, the Shlosha Brachot Rishonot, the third brachos, right? For Rishonot, right? Keneged Chesed Gvura Tiferes, right? That's Keneged Chesed Gvura Tiferes. The Shlosha Achronot from Modim, Keneged Netzach Chod V'Yesod, right? Eluhem Ika V'Sharif. Those are the main and root of the brachos. Ava brachot emtzayot. The middle brachos hem keneged sfirot shehem tosefet extra. There's only six kanim shehem keneged sfirot shehem ikarim from chesed to yisod. Ve'enem bechinat tosefet. They're not additional brachos. They're not additional brachos. The yisod, the foundation. Ve'nehem yotzim mitzideh. They come up from the side of the menorah. Shlosha kanim menorah mitzideh echad. One from one side. That's the first three brachas, right? Shehem keneged chesed gvura tiferes. V'shlosha kanei menorah mitzida sheni, from the other side of the menorah, which is keneged netzach chod v'yesod. V'hinei noda, it's a known thing. Ki anshe knesset dola b'tchila tiknu shteim esrei brachot emtziyot. They had 12 middle brachas. I.e. together be shmona esrei brachas, 18 brachas. Asher ben kulam hem shmona esrei. There are 18 brachas. Ach, bizman Rabban Gamliel, the time of Rabban Gamliel, tiknu bracha al akirat hamalshinim, to uproot the people who spoke bad things about Jews. Told them over to the authorities. Bishvil tikun sfira taketa, in order to fix the midah of keta, which this is against. So you see, this concept of malshinim, of lashon hara, is a pogam in the keta, the crown of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'na'asu bein hakol teisha se brocha. Now you have 19 brochas. Nimsa b'chol shlosh tefilot shebekol, all the three davenings shebekaf dalet shor, in the 24 hours that we daven during the day, right, in the whole day. Yesh tzadik he brachot. There are 95 brochas, right? V'im shtei chazorot shel shachar semincha, right? Because you double it up, so now you have 5 times 19, right? Yeah, 19 times 5, which is 95. Okay, Kaminyan Hamayim has the gematria of Hamayim. Mayim is 2 mems, is 80, and Hey and Yud is 95. Ubezeh Pirashti, with this I explain, B'shrat Ismais of the Ben Ishchai, Shalach Lachmecha al Pnei Hamayim, send your food on the face of the waters. Ki Barov Hayamim, Timtza'enu, in the Barov Hayamim, the majority of days, you will find it. The shefa parnasa, the shefa of a person's parnasa, tova, of his parnasa, goods parnasa, the tachtonim, to us in the lower worlds. Yimashech alidei atfilas. He already told us this, Ben Ishchai, that the parnasa from Zan, remember we learned? Yeah. The parnasa of a person comes from his 3 tefillas of a day. Vegam biru nitzotzi kedusha, the birurim of the nitzotzi kedusha that fell into the lower levels, into the klipa, right? Shehu mazon ha'elyonim. This is the man. This is the mazon, the man of the elyonim. Like just as we have man, spiritual food. So the elyonim kiddush is called mayim nukvin. It's the elyonim, the higher worlds, kiviyachol, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the higher worlds, to bring down his shefa. We show a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want to connect with him, if he wants to connect to us. Kamayim ponim el aponim, ken lev adam le adam. Kiviyachol, when we show a connection to him, he wants to show his connection with us, and that's called mayim nukvim. And then he gives mayim tchurim, and he gives us the shefa. Gamken yeh al yedei tefilas. It's also done through the davening, through prayers. Ach yeh dava yom biyomo letzorach ha-paltzuf v'asfira shehu keneged otziyom. But it'll be each day according to that paltzuf which is connected that day. So the first day is chesed. The second day is gvura. Erev Shabbos is Yisod, Shabbos is Malchasa, but also Shabbos is Keta, because it's the Shorish of the next week. The Kumosh Katav Rabbeinu Arizal, like Arizal wrote, V'lechein, that against each day is Chesed, etc. V'lechein, Katav Rabbeinu Rashash, B'na Shalom, that's his Sefer, Na Shalom, right? Shetzarech HaMitpala Leda Be'ezi Patsuf Hi Oto Hashana, which is the Patsuf of that year, because you have 6,000 years, right? So the 6,000 years is Keneged, right? Chesed, etc. Till we're in the 6,000th year, we're Keneged Yesod. And each year within that cycle goes like that. The Shemitah years, you have seven, and the Shemitah. Shemitah is Malchus. So you have to know which year of the Shemitah you're in. So we're now in the first year of Shemitah. Which is the first year of Shemitah? It's Chesed. So our year is the year of Chesed. Well, be'ezis sphere hu oto chodesh. Which sphere is that chodesh? So there's 6 months in a year, generally speaking. So we have from Chesed till Yesod. Adar is Yesod. When there's two Adars, so we have this Adar and Adar Sheni is a Teret Yesod. So that's why we have two Adars. Only Yesod has two, can be split into that way. Ube'ezis sphere be spirit oto sphere. And which sphere you're in on that week, right? Because in general, you have 4 weeks, right? And which of the six ksavot, the oto shvua, hu oto hayom, which day you're in. So we know how the days work. Sunday, Yom Rishon, is Chesed, etc. Kedei levarer, for in order you know which specific birurim you mevarer. V'la'alot ha-birurim ha-mityachsim l'chol yom v'yom. To bring up those aspects of self on that are specific to that specific sphere and that specific year, month, week, and day. Karui v'kenachon, and appropriately, ayin sham. Fa'as it means to daven and think about what's happening. V'lezeh ama shlach lachmecha, send your bread. Shu mazon shelcha, this is your mazon, the specific day that you send, you mevar those birurim, that's lachmecha, that's your mayim nukvim. Al pnei hamayim, hem shlosha tfilot, on the face of these water, shesh b'hem brachot k'minyan hamayim. Hamayim is 95. So these are tfilot, shlach al pnei hamayim, lachmecha, ayu birurim. With these tefillas, ki barov hayamim tinsena. In the majority of days, you will find klomer dava yom biyomun. Each day, you will find that the birurim, those things which you through your tefillas are kiviyachol showing your connection with your Creator. Kamayim panim el panim, ken leiv adam la adam, and He shows His relationship with you. Dim avayomu, and if you pass that day and you didn't daven, bottle korbano, you can't don't get that chance again. That day lost. Ubezeh yuvan, you get back through tshuva. Ubezeh yuvan, b'siyata d'shmaya, with help of heaven, la'shem ha'yeshua, alamcha birkatecha sela. To God is the salvation on His people, birkatecha sela. He will bless you, sela. The yadua, ha'geula tie b'schut ha'tfiles. This is the Arizal says this. The geula comes b'schut, and you know from Chazal, yishma kel, the tzaros of yishma will call us, will cause the Kodesh Baruch to hear our tefillahs, and then we'll bring on the Geula. But if we don't want His sorrows to bring us the tefillahs, we daven properly, right? V'zeh sh'ama, la'ashem ha'yeshua, the Kodesh Baruch is Yeshua, b'Geula atida, in the future Geula, yan, since, ki alamcha birkatecha sela, on your people is your bracha, mispa sela hu, Tzadik Aleph, Kumispa Tfilis, 95, the Mispa Tfilis, right? Samach is 60, Lamed is 30, and He is 5, that's 95. Remez, Le Tzadik He, Brachot, 95 Brachot, Shoshlosh, Tfilot, Im HaChazor, Shoshliot Tzibu. Vama, Alamcha, so it's what it's saying? Yeah, Alamcha, Birkatel HaChasela, for your people. Ki you atarot barosh Israel, there will be crowns on the Jewish people. Gam od chut chesed ola, the loshon chut chesed is also gematria 95. Communion 95 that we mentioned above. Shimashech aleim, when you daven these five tefillas, right, including chazaras hashas, you'll have chut chesed, the bimod nimshach on you, this thread of chesed. Uvzei yuvan. If do it Hashem b'simcha, serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with joy. Otiyot b'chamisha, right? Simcha is otiyot b'chamisha. With these five tefillas, you serve Him with simcha, and you get His hashpah, you get His influence, like a man to a woman, right? And you're married, you have simcha. Without marriage, you don't have simcha. So tefillah is that connects us to Kadosh Baruch Hu, like a man to a woman. Kiviyachol. The Amru Rabotenu Zal. Rabbis taught us. Ein avoda ela tefillah. Avoda is tefillah, right? Atvoda shebelev. The Gemara Mitani says that. Yuvan b'siat dishmaya. O zaruah letzadik. There's a light which is implanted to a tzaddik. Uli Yisrael lev simcha. Those who are straight in heart, they have simcha. Vuhu. Ki yadur. It's known thing. Da chazan hu bin chinat yisod. He's the concept of yisod, foundation. He's the foundation of the world. Hanikra tzaddik. It's called a tzaddik. Vuhu yeshlo o zaruah. And he has this light which is planted in him. Who or tefillah hamida? This or zaruah letzadik is the or of tefillah. It plants in you kedusha, and what just as a plant is in you, it grows. The krila or zaruah loshen zruot is also loshen zruot, strength, arm, strength. Ki halachash, the tefillah halachash benetzachod yisod. Right, when you say your tefillah, that first tefillah is the nahi. It's netzachod yisod. It's the lower part. V'chazara b'chesed v'or tiferes, on the higher part. L'kach omrim ota b'kol ram. Therefore, the higher tefillah, which is chesed tiferes gvura, right? We'll grow tiferes. B'li pachad shem. There's no pachad if we can say it aloud. Remember, our lachash we can't say aloud because we have pachad on the chitzonim, right? But our midah, our higher level tefillah, which is the chazara dafka, that we can say aloud. Ule Yishrei Lev Hem HaTzibu, the straight people who are the Tzibu, who are the congregation. Shemesimim Libam Al HaChazara, they place their hearts on the Chazara Shelo, on it, Letzeti Dechova, to be Yotzi Dechov, of her hearing the Chazara. As Bezeh Hem Shleimim B'Simcha, they complete B'Simcha, Otiot Chamisha, the letters of Chamisha, these Chamisha Tefillahs. That means we should listen to the Chazar. Shenimse gam hem mitpalim chamisha tefilot. They also daven five tefilas because they're listening to Chazar as a shatz. Ma she'en ken otam she'en masim en liban mishmo. Those who don't listen to the Chazar, right? Ein lehem chamisha tefilot. They don't have chamisha tefilot b'chol yom. Al ken tzarek lizahem me'od al zeh. You have to be very careful with Chazar as a shatz.